Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pete, there's been a few times we brought you on and we said, not a lot of good games this week. Well, Pete, that is not the case this week. There are a ton of great games, and we'll start with the biggest one for folks here, and maybe the biggest one, period. Wisconsin-Ohio State, the game loses a drop of its luster with Wisconsin losing last week, surprisingly. But still, 6-1, 7-0, exciting game, and it's a noon game Saturday, Wisconsin and Ohio State.
Yeah, you know, obviously it loses something with Wisconsin losing, but yep. Wisconsin's never going to beat Ohio State twice. Like, I as good as Wisconsin is, I always kind of thought, okay, this is kind of a means to an end. Let's get them to the Big Ten championship and see what happens. But I never thought that, okay, this is going to happen twice. It's just, but more than that, it's about really Ohio State. And, all right, Michigan State's good. It was a good game. Now you get to play this team that's going to punch you in the face a little bit. And they haven't had that so far. No one's been better than Ohio State this year. I mean, in all phases, this has absolutely been the best overall team in college football so far. What it hasn't had to deal with yet, though, is any real adversity, and Justin Fields hasn't been touched. And I'm not going to say anything like, you know, dumb, like, well, now Wisconsin's fired up, or now they're going to try, or anything like this. But I think you're going to see a little bit different of a Wisconsin team, because the team that shows up against an Illinois, or you saw this earlier against Northwestern, Paul Chryst tends to just say, hey, our formula is going to work, we're not going to vary it, and we're going to go from there. Against a team like Ohio State, yeah, our formula is going to work, we're going to take it from there. But you know what? If we got the ball fourth and goal from the one, we're probably going to go for it against Ohio State as opposed to kicking the field goal like it did against Illinois. End of the day, I just don't see Wisconsin hanging with these Ohio State receivers. It's the one thing I don't know why more teams don't do this. Bomb away against the Badgers, even if it doesn't work. Brandon Peters only connected on 9 passes last week, but they kept firing, got 2 of them that they needed, and boom, there's your win.
Yeah, so the spread's 14, so you think Ohio State rolls and covers that number?
No, I think it's closer than that. I wouldn't be shocked. Okay. I mean, I you know, if we're talking next weekend with a 40-3 win, yeah, sure, okay, it's Ohio State. But no, I think it's close. I think Ohio State wins, but I do think that Wisconsin's just got that style, and you can't think, oh, well, they lost Illinois, so they're going to get destroyed by Ohio State. That's not kind of how this program works. You know, it's just one of those teams where I keep saying I don't think they beat the bigger teams. As a Wisconsin grad, I've seen this over 25 years. They lose to teams either because they play someone inferior and they turn the ball over at the worst times like they did last week, or they can't handle someone with real NFL talent. But on the flip side of that, if you can't handle getting slugged in the face, and most teams aren't, you know, even the ones with the NFL talent aren't used to this, that's a problem. You know, sometimes they just kind of have the knuckleball working. So, again, long-winded way of saying, I think Wisconsin keeps this close. I think they show up again, and Ohio State still wins.
Who would you rather have, J.K. Dobbins or Jonathan Taylor?
Oof. We're going to find out in a couple months from now, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great question. You know, Jonathan Taylor's starting to catch a little bit better. J.K. Dobbins a little bit speedier. I guess for the NFL, can J.K. Dobbins be more Alvin Kamara? I guess that's where I would put his kind of high-end comp for, whereas Jonathan Taylor can really be more of a true just number one 20-carry-a-game back. So long-winded way of saying, I guess I'd rather have Jonathan Taylor. He's so quick. He's so good. He stopped fumbling. I know the fumbling against Illinois was a little bit of an aberration for this year. But in the NFL, I think J.K. Dobbins is probably the bigger star.
We're talking with Pete Futek, College Football News. Pete, on Justin Fields specifically, you talk about him not getting touched. 22 touchdowns and 1 pick. I mean, it's extremely impressive. You know, last year you had Dwayne Haskins put up numbers like you've never seen at Ohio State. and he's on pace to throw less touchdowns, but a few less, but also to throw less picks. Dwayne Haskins threw 8. Obviously, some of their toughest tests to come, but should he be right in the mix for the Heisman right now?
Absolutely. And remember, you guys never said this, but remember the national talking point was, oh, Dwayne Haskins, this is cute. He's throwing for 790 yards a game and 12 touchdowns an outing, but he's not doing the RPO. He's not running like he's supposed to. You know, it was just, there's always that kind of weird narrative that you've got the historically great passing game, but, oh, they're not running like they should. Well, that's what Justin Fields is obviously able to do. So in a strange sort of way, you're right. He's not putting up the Haskins-like passing stats, but he kind of fits the overall model of what Ohio State football has been under Urban and now obviously under what Ryan Day is doing. Yeah, absolutely. He's right there. I mean, because if you're looking at the Heisman chase, if it ends right now, you kind of have to give it to Joe Burrow. I mean, he's putting up Washington State quarterback numbers at LSU. And he did it against Texas. I know their secondary sucks, but you know what? Still a big road game. He did something insane, like 85% of his completion percentage against Florida. You know, that's an NFL caliber secondary he lit up. I still think, and I know you guys know Joe Burrow there, and I mean, I still think Joe Burrow is going to Joe Burrow at some point. This is great. He's been unbelievably good. Like I said, he wins the Heisman if it's done right now. But I think maybe if it's not Auburn this week, he's got Alabama in a couple weeks. He can, next 2 weeks, Joe Burrow can win the Heisman and just end it. But at some point, I think there's a little bit of regression to the mean. Jonathan Taylor takes a step back now. Tua with that ankle injury takes a step back. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts doesn't play anybody else. I mean, Texas was their one big game. So he'll be right there, but he's not going to have that showcase moment. So long-winded way of saying, all right, Justin Fields, you know, light up Wisconsin, and I think you're probably number two in the Heisman chase right now.
You know, you mentioned Burrow, and you mentioned they'll play Auburn this week. They're at home, 10.5-point favorite. What do you make of that game?
Not scared. Scared. Auburn's good, you know, and I think LSU has been unbelievably strong so far, but that secondary has just been okay. The defense has been very good. But at some point, again, same sort of thing. At some point, someone's going to start hitting Joe Burrow. And Texas wasn't able to do that. Florida was banged up. I mean, they didn't have Jamari Zuniga for a while there. Jonathan Grenard wasn't there for a while. He hasn't been able to had to deal with what he's about to face with the best defensive line in the SEC and possibly the country in what they do. So I think Auburn at the very least keeps this close, if not upset. So this week, I kind of see this being a big upset week. Everywhere but Ohio State, watch, this is the game that actually happens. But I see upsets just across the board this week. I do think LSU loses, but wins, but I do think they keep it really, really close. Auburn's just that good.
Pete Futek is with us, College Football News. Pete, you know, there's some reports out there this week that, you know, maybe Harbaugh is planning exit strategy. He denied the reports, of course, but this is a big game for them this week. I mean, you got Notre Dame coming to town. If you can't win this game at home, I mean, you can't win any big game, right? I mean, this is a huge week for Michigan.
I have gotten into it on Twitter over the last, 72 hours. I am the ultimate Harbaugh apologist. I know he doesn't win the really giant big games yet because he hasn't beaten Ohio State. He wins everything else. And if you look at the Harbaugh 16 losses over his career so far, 15 of them were against teams that ended up winning 10 games or more. The one loss that came against the team that didn't win double-digit games was against Iowa, and that Iowa team is the one that blew the doors off of Ohio State. So, yeah, they blew out Penn State last year. That was a big game. They beat Michigan State last year. That was supposedly a big game at the time. They blew out Wisconsin last year. That was supposedly a big game at the time. And then it gets kind of blown off. Because, they were awful against Wisconsin, and they lose to Penn State, who they're 9-point underdogs against, and they're probably not as good as Notre Dame. That's another really good team. I know at this point in the Harbaugh era it should be better. The guy's won 73% of his games. I mean, there's only four other head coaches at their current spots, Nick Dabo, Brian Harsin at Boise State, and Paul Chryst at Wisconsin, who have a better winning percentage since 2006 at their place than Harbaugh does. So it's just a crazy thought that, this guy's going to go because he's going to fall up to the Atlanta Falcons job if he leaves. And in the be careful what you wish for category, it's just not that easy to win at places. Ask Tennessee, ask, Texas, all this good stuff under Tom Herman. It's fine, but they're not winning Big 12 championships or national titles yet. Jimbo Fisher hasn't won jack squat so far at Texas A&M. It's just not that easy. And again, look at Nebraska. Bo Pelini, I know he was weird, but the guy won 9 games or more every year for 8 years, got dumped. They've had a losing record since, and Scott Frost hasn't turned it around. So I get it. Harbaugh's got to start winning these games. And to your point, yes, if they beat Notre Dame this week, hey, great, go beat Michigan State. Hey, you beat them. Hey, you haven't beaten Ohio State yet. And yes, if you beat Ohio State, you didn't beat Urban Meyer. So it will never, ever be a right narrative for Jim Harbaugh.
No, but if they beat Ohio State, I think, you know, he gets the monkey off his back a little bit. Because this Ohio State's playing
better.
Great.
Here, let me throw this scenario at you.
Yeah.
That this is the year they actually do it, and it doesn't make a lick of difference because Ohio State's 11-0 and going to the Big Ten championship anyway. So it's
but it would still matter to both teams, though, Pete. It would still matter to both teams.
Yeah, but that's silly. That's just fantastic. If you're Ohio State, don't care about Michigan. Care about Alabama.
You don't think the players care about Michigan?
Of course they
care.
Do,
they
but,
care about
you know,
Michigan.
Of course they'd like to win it, but when that's big. Obviously, you have to beat a Michigan. Obviously, you have to beat Ohio State if you're at these schools. It's a rivalry game, but it's still silly. Beat Alabama in the college football playoffs. Beat Clemson. Beat Oklahoma. Win the national championship. If you're Michigan, you can think, "Oh, we got to beat Ohio State." If you're Ohio State, you're bigger than Michigan. You got to think national championship.
We get it, but I understand what you're saying, but it still matters to both teams, obviously. So,
all right. I mean, every game should matter. Wisconsin should matter. Again, I get it. It's a rivalry game. But in terms of mindset, that's a fan thing. If you're Ryan Day, if you're Ohio State, you're right now thinking, what do we have to do this week to win the national championship? And like you just alluded to, if you're Michigan and Harbaugh, you're like, holy cow, what do we have to do to win a game against a decent team? Completely different, right. Two different mindsets, two different animals, two different programs. And that's, again, I don't mean to keep harping on Harbaugh here, but Ohio State's a monster. It's like ripping on LSU and saying, oh, well, Ed Orgeron stinks because he can't beat Alabama. There are just certain programs that are just head and shoulders above everyone else. And right now it's Clemson, right now it's Alabama, and right now it's Ohio State. And to a certain extent, because the Big 12 is a little bit lesser, it's Oklahoma. So you can't really fire off too big on teams that can't beat the big, giant, monster programs that are going right now.
All right, Pete. Good stuff, man. We appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Later, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.